This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, relationship breakups.
Absolutely, you keep it clean, because if you've broken up, there's a reason why you're broken up, you know.
Yeah.
No matter what the reason is, you keep it clean, and if you don't have any other relationship, I just...
Well, when you talk about a breakup, it's often referred to simply as the termination of an intimate relationship by any means other than death. And that is according to the dictionary. Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show our fellow from the French service, Solange. Welcome back, Solange.
Thank you, Sunday Shomari.
All right. And of course, for the first time, for the second time, Martens Ekombo. Welcome back to the show, Martens, for another time here, all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Thank you for having me, Samori.
All right. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing relationship breakups. According to psychologytoday.com, there are four factors out there that cause people to eventually break up, divorce, or stay miserably together. Now, one thing it asks people is that, do you really want the same things? Or can your partner speak openly? Or do conflicts inevitably turn toxic? Can you be your real self with your partner? Well, these are many questions, but I'm also trying to find out. What do you think? I spoke to Miss Kenya 2017, Maglin Geruto, and I wanted to know her take.
I think what you can do when you go through breakups, well, sometimes some people, they get, I can say, emotionally tortured, so they need help. Some people do need help. They need, like, counseling, because we need that. If you're not stable, or rather if your emotions are not stable, you're going to have, like, a mental breakdown, which you need. Like, you need a physical, or rather a psychological counseling for you to be able to undergo that process. But you just don't need that. You need to accept it from your heart. Like, it's not working. You need to see it yourself, that it's not working. So instead of stressing yourself, find something that is going to give you positive energy and way to move, and find your way forward. Because you cannot just take yourself there.
And that's correct. And
relationships are there to be. It will be there, and if it break up, it will happen. You know.
Right, and also there are some people out there talking about breakups. They believe that it shouldn't, someone, when they go through breakup, they shouldn't stay away from this man and move to the next. They need to give themselves some time to stay by themselves and not just jump from one relationship to the next. Do you think that helps or rather hurts?
Yes, it does. It does help a lot, because you need your space. You need to rediscover yourself. You need to know, you need to learn more about yourself, because sometimes when you're in a relationship, sometimes you lose yourself, you know, because you're so much into the relationship. You're like, it's like you're leaving the two of you now. You're learning this person too much, and you're getting so much into this relationship. But now, during, after breakup, you need that space to just relax and just think, meditate, and then just know how to handle it. But now you don't need to stay yourself. You need to get your friends, you need to talk to your family, you need to interact with people who are going to make you happy and smile, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just stay alone.
Right. And when you break up, do you think it's a good idea at least to be in touch with the person who is your ex? Talk to him sometime? Is that okay, or you shouldn't at all?
I don't think you need that. You don't need that. Because your breakup, or rather breakup, happens for a reason, you know. So if you're still, or rather if you're still talking to this person, I don't see the reason of breaking up. You need that like I said earlier, you need a space. You need a break. You need to, like, distance yourself for a while. Even if you're going to talk to this people, to this person in future, that is after, like, some months. Because you need to heal first.
Thank you, Miss Kenya Maglin Jeruto. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing relationship breakups. And back to the studio. Solange and Martens, I want to ask you this. When people break up, often it's not very good. But is this something they can stick on? Can they be friends at least? Can they still communicate? And let me start with you, Solange. Maybe you have a good experience or you can tell us about that. What do you think? Do you still... Is it okay? You break up with somebody and say, okay, we can still talk.
Everyone has his own experience, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I have my own story.
Okay.
So let me tell you, first of all...
It
depends on how you break up.
Uh-huh.
If you break up in a good, in a good manner, in a good term, so you can still being friends, you know. But if you break up in a bad term, it will be very difficult to remain friends.
Okay.
But it's always what I advise and what I've done with my ex. I always stay friends with my ex because
really?
At the end of the,
so you don't have any you don't feel bad, huh?
Yes, because you know when you break up, it's also good to discuss before everyone goes in
the old way and stuff.
It's good to discuss and then agree. Okay, I think it's time. It's good for us just to break up. Otherwise, if you don't have that chance to discuss, then it will be difficult to remain friends. Be friends, yeah. That is my experience.
Okay. Well, good experience, I say, maybe. Let's see. What about you, my friend, Maritenza? Tell me.
I find it a type to really define what the breakup should be in terms of love, because when two people are in love and they happen to not meet with their aspirations, definitely a breakup should be the option.
Okay.
And you know, that type of breakup might not really warrant for that discussion.
Right.
Because I think the female or the other party might feel like, okay, maybe this person was not good enough for me, and then I found someone. And then maybe the other person will be like, okay, but maybe I went wrong somewhere, so I really, really don't see how we can make this. I think that's the first point. The second point is when... it is a relationship where maybe the boy and the girl are not meeting with. Maybe the girl has been interested in getting married to the boy, and the boy has just wanted to be a playboy. And then maybe the girl decides to move on to maybe get a man of her dream. It will be hard for the girl to be communicating with her ex.
Right.
You understand that? Because now she's more preoccupied with the person who she is more engaged with,
right,
as compared to you, the playboy, who has never wanted maybe a more steady or cohesive relationship.
Right.
At that point, communication might not be very fluent.
Yeah.
But it also becomes a point where if the boy or maybe the boy and the girl or the parties have been, maybe they define actually... maybe they want a casual relationship, and then other parameters come into play. Then maybe from time to time they might be talking, things like that. That's what I see to be how relationships, how continuity after breakup could be.
Okay, well said. Hold it right there. Breakups is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vungany in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our studio with Martins, Ekumbo, and Solange. Right now, we are discussing relationship breakups. Well, breakups are always painful, but can we all agree? Some do not. And I spoke to Sony Eyabi from Cameroon, who lives in Maryland. And I wanted to know, is it okay to keep in touch with your ex and still be friends?
To me, it actually depends on what the current situation is.
Okay.
For example, if you break up and you don't have a new relationship or another relationship, and you have a complete respect and understanding with the person you just broke up with, oh, absolutely, you should have civil conversation with your ex.
Okay.
If in case you're disrespecting that relationship, then that's not allowed. So far as you're respecting that relationship and you're keeping it clean,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, I don't have any problems with
that. I like that, keeping it clean. You like to keep it clean. That's very important, right?
Absolutely. You keep it clean because if you've broken up, there's a reason why you're broken up, you know?
Yeah.
No matter what the reason is, you keep it clean. And if you don't have any other relationship and you think there is a possibility of getting back together, then I think that's when it's actually valuable to keep conversating with your ex.
Okay.
And hopefully you could find common grounds to make it happen.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay, well said. But also, I have one thing I want to ask you, that there are some people talking about, like, this article on psychologytoday.com says, if you want to break up, ask yourself, can you be real to your partner? Because some people do tend to be not themselves just because their partner doesn't like it. So when such a thing happens, is it time to go?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
In life, listen, The thing I have about relationship is if you engage in a relationship, even if it's marriage or it's not marriage,
right.
One of the key factors is we change every day.
Mm-hmm.
And because of lack of communication with the changes that we go through and the things that we now are used to or with, and previously we're not used to, we don't talk about it. Because of those changes, we seem to separate from our spouse or our relationship. And that difference or that gap created some lack of communication or understanding of what the new me is or what the changes are. Is that what creates that difficulties and people tend to separate? Now, if we discuss and communicate every day, because we sleep every day, we wake up the next day, we're not perfectly the same like the previous day. We change every day.
Wow.
If we engage in very huge communication, where it determines development and growth in a relationship, absolutely.
Yeah.
We should be able to talk to our ex and communicate in ways where we build and develop that relationship. Absolutely.
Wow. Sonny Emmy. You bad, man. But tell me something, Sonny. There's something else that people say. Some people break up and they cannot move on. They keep crying, especially some women, or some men too. What is the best therapy when this happens, man?
Hey, the best therapy is we got to come clean with it. Let me tell you why people cry. And,
okay.
You know, emotions are something that will come up in a relationship, and particularly women or men make sure this emotions, either by crying or maybe talking too much or talking bad about their other partners to other people. However, if we can be very honest with ourselves and truly tell our partners what we miss about them, the good things about them, the things that we want them to work on, then this issue of crying after a relationship will never be the situation.
Okay.
Because I think we use more ego and pride after breakup rather than tell our partners the real me inside, how I feel inside.
Right.
You know, because there's something in relationship I've always known, okay? People... We will always forget the good things people tell us. We will always forget the good things or the good things people buy for us. But we will never forget the way people make us feel.
Wow. That is deep, Sonny. Thank you, Sonny Eyabi from Cameroon. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing relationship breakups. Back to the studio. Well, the pain of rejection is intense, especially when a person discovers that someone they loved so deeply is no longer able to reciprocate that love. So, when you find that and you love somebody, don't see anything, is this a red flag? Or time to go and move on? Or when is the right time to break up? And I'll come back to you, Solange. Do you think there's a time where you say, this is the time for me to get away from this guy?
Sandy, I think if you really love your partner and so thing doesn't work, some people, they advise to say, you guys take a break. And then it's like the time of you to think and see if you really, you can come back, you know. It's always, sometimes it's good, you know. It's good take that break.
Yeah.
It gives you the opportunity to really think, and then you maybe you realize how much you miss the other, you know. I mean, it can help.
Okay.
And then if you realize at the end of the day, oh, the break, it doesn't change anything, you don't feel the same thing, you know. So you can decide to give up.
Okay.
And I know one of my friends, she was in a relationship, and then something happened. The boy was okay, this is enough, it's enough, just let us just break, you know.
Right.
The boy, he didn't want to continue the relationship, but the girl, she was really loving the boy. Love, I'm telling you, she was crazy of that boy.
She was crazy in love.
Crazy love.
Oh, my goodness.
Can say the true love.
Some people call that puppy love.
After 3 years, you know, they don't talk to each other, but the girl, and I think the boy too, was like observing, you know, what the girl she's doing, what they were like. And suddenly they start talking together. They start talking together, you know, because one of the friends, I mean, it's not like the friend, it's like one of the co-workers of the guy.
Yeah.
He didn't know, he met the girl, and when he met the girl, he found, oh, that lady, she's beautiful. He starts, like, you know, he wanted to get in relationship with that girl. Then he was, like, telling now to the other co-workers, oh, I met this lady. Oh, then the boy was like, oh, I don't want to lose her, you know. After 3 years. Can
after
you imagine?
After 3 years, he's coming jealous.
After 3 years, then the guy back, started calling the lady, and now they're trying
full
to
speed
fix.
Back.
Yes. That's what I'm telling you. Sometimes the break can help.
So the break can help, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
And that's why I say it's not good when you finish a relationship to move quickly to start
to another
relationship.
Okay.
Because you're not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe you can still loving that your ex, you know. So take your time to really making sure it's over, you know. It takes time. I know in Africa we always do, when you end up a relationship, you just move quickly. And they even say, you know, back home they say, if you get a new man, then you will easily forget your
the old one, yeah.
You know, the old one.
Yeah.
So people, they attempt to do that, but it's not good.
It doesn't work that way.
Take your time, and maybe at the end of the day, your ex with your white guys.
Mm-hmm. You never know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Malatenza combo is something here. Maybe Malatenza, do you think this is a woman's type of perception that always they would like to take some time after a break and not run to the next relationship? And maybe you think this is only applying to women, men don't do that all the time? Or what do you think?
Oh, for me, I believe that love, one of the key elements that make love is happiness. And when both parties are happy, they enjoy themselves, you know, the issue of breakup becomes somehow minimal. But it, from most of the times, we easily rush into decisions about when we are in a relationship, or maybe we are somehow infatuated and it becomes a point where, oh, I found this girl, she's so pretty. Or maybe the girl will come up and say, oh, I really love men who have six packs and very tall, light skin, you know?
Yeah.
And then they fall into those the hands of the person they claim to, like, be their dream person.
Yeah.
At the end, they come to realize that person does not match to the person they had before.
Mm.
You understand that?
Okay.
And it becomes somehow problematic because maybe when the guy, maybe he realizes that his girl has gone out for another man and then she tries to come back, it becomes somehow difficult.
Right.
You know, but when you are in a relationship and you are able to define your happiness, you know, in life we don't go to space to look for happiness.
No.
It's just within ourselves.
Oh yeah. Solange, apart from being together when you just broke up, is it okay this relationship to go on even if you moved on with a new relationship?
That it depends also on your new guy. I know that there are some people when you start a relationship, they don't want you to be like talking to your ex because they fear some. And you know that Sunday, some people, they always come back with their ex.
I know.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So some, they don't feel really secure when you keep communication.
Right.
Especially a regular communication with your ex, they don't feel. So if you have your guy is like an open-minded and you say, it's okay, you can keep the
friendship
with your ex, then why not? But if your guy doesn't want that, yeah, so you have to respect his point of view because you will not mess up your new relationship because you want to still keep talking to your ex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You never want to do that.
No.
But anyway, hold it right there. Sorry. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 universal time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. Your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, I'll think I'll remember. Sometimes
Sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts and loves, but sometimes it hurts instead. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time. Surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone. Mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you.
Well, thanks, and that's it for sure tonight, where we lightheartedly explored relationship breakups. A big thank you to my guests, all the way from Kenya, Miss Kenya 2017, Maglin Geruto, and Mr. Loman. And of course, a big thank you to you guys who took your time to be on the phone with me tonight. Maratenze Combo, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you so much, Shamori. Have a great weekend to you and your family.
Thank you so much. And Solange, thank you so much for your time, Solange.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Sunday. Always to have you. I'm happy to have you in this studio all the time. And of course, Jackson Vunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the view announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be personalities. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Modu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.